I was basically jumping around from house to house.
A landlord goes above and beyond.
She's like, well, I have the deposit with me because we really need a place to stay. And I said, you guys can move in now.
If you had no place to live, why didn't you move in?
But they were a no-show.
The 15 came along and they didn't come.
I don't understand what you think she's responsible for.
She said that the room was rented out already.
I have a feeling you're very lucky.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 21-year-old Shanae Moore is suing her ex-landlord, Angie Mendoza, for the return of a security deposit and storage fees.
Order. All rise. That's case number 560 on the calendar in the matter of Moore versus Mendoza.
Thank you.
And you're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Why don't you folks have a seat?
It's a relatively simple case. Ms. Moore, you and your child, you have one daughter, is that right?
Yes.
You found yourself in a situation where you were homeless. Is this the boyfriend?
Yes, it is.
And he was also homeless, I assume?
No.
Where did he live?
He lives with his mother.
And why couldn't you live with him temporarily?
Because the house is overcrowded already.
So when you saw the ad for a room with Miss Mendoza, were you going to move in with the boyfriend?
He was going to be there with me, but he was going
to... Just a second. The answer is either yes or no. You were going to move in with him?
Yes.
And your child?
Yes.
Is it his child?
Yes.
How old is that child?
She's 5.
Who had you been living with prior to becoming homeless?
I was living in my own apartment.
With him?
With him, yes.
And what happened to that apartment?
We couldn't afford the rent because I lost my job.
What about his job?
He didn't have a job. He was going to school at the time.
Going to school where?
UEI.
For what?
Dental assistant.
How long had he been going to school?
He was going for like 6 months.
Is he going now?
No, he's done with school.
Is he working?
Yes, he's working.
For whom?
He works for a construction company.
For how long?
He's been working for about a month now.
On what date did you see the ad for a room in Miss Mendoza's home?
On December 9th.
Who went to look at the room?
Me and my boyfriend.
Where was your daughter?
My daughter was with my mother.
And you gave her a deposit of $200, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And where were you living at the time?
I was staying in a homeless shelter.
How long had you been staying in a shelter?
I was staying in a shelter for about a week.
Where did you stay on December 10th?
I stayed at my mother's house.
Where did you stay on December 11th?
I stayed at a friend's house.
12th?
At another friend's house.
13th?
I stayed in Canyon Country with my sister-in-law.
14th?
I was basically jumping around from house to house. I stayed in L.A. too.
Why didn't you go to your room that was available at Miss Mendoza's house?
Because we agreed on moving, starting fresh on January, the first week of January.
That's not what I asked you, Miss Moore. What I asked you was, if you had no place to live and you were jumping from place to place after the 9th when you saw the room, liked it, and gave her a deposit, and the room was available, why didn't you move in?
Because at that moment, I didn't have the money to move in.
Where were you going to get the money 3 weeks later?
I was going to get the money from my check.
What check?
My daughter's Social Security check.
What does your daughter get Social Security for?
My daughter have autism.
When was she diagnosed with autism?
When she was about 1 year.
She go to school now?
Yes, she is in school.
What school does she go to?
She goes to Panorama Elementary.
And she's in a regular class?
Special ed class.
How many children are in her class?
About 10.
She get any other assistance other than being in a special ed class?
No.
And how much do you get from the government because she was diagnosed 4 years ago with autism?
$541.
And is that your sole source of income that you were going to pay the rent with?
No, I have my own income, which I received $300 from the county.
What about him?
At that time, he didn't have any income. He only receives unemployment.
Did you discuss with Miss Mendoza the fact that on the 1st of January you would be getting these checks and that you could pay her and ask her if you could move in on December 15th with your deposit? Because that's what you want back. Plus a lot of other stuff that you think she's responsible for. You had to put stuff in storage. You had to get someplace else. You wanted to pay for all that stuff. Because in January, she rented the room. So that's your complaint. But I'm trying to get your mindset. Why you wouldn't say to Miss Mendoza, listen, you want $600 for the room. I have two now. And all it is for really half the month of December. Because half the month of December would be $300. So I'll give you the extra $100. If I can move in December 15th, I'll give you another $100, which will cover December. And then I'll start fresh in January with the $600 for the room. Why wouldn't you do that?
Miss Mendoza was asking for a deposit, which the $200 I gave her was a deposit for the room.
Well, instead of a deposit, why wouldn't you just move in?
She said it was a $200 deposit, and that's all I had at that time was $200.
Where are you living now?
Well, I'm living with my mother right now.
And how long have you been living with your mother?
I've been living with her for about a month.
Where did you live in February?
In February?
February, that's the month
I asked. I was living in L.A. at his sister's house.
And in January, where were you living?
I was living with my mom.
What do you think she owes you?
Well, I think she owes me for my storage fees.
Forget it. She doesn't owe you anything for storage fees that you paid.
Because she knew that we were supposed to be
moving.
Don't
tell me what she knew. She doesn't owe you for storage fees. What's next?
I had a hotel for me for 120 nights, which I refused the services because I had the room with her. And I have proof here that Oscar from Community Care Center was going to give me a hotel for up to 120 days, and they're going to help me with low-income housing.
Why don't you get a job?
I have a job now.
So what are you talking to me about hotel room that Oscar was going to give you for a month?
Okay, if I would have never told him I didn't want the services anymore, I would have kept the services with him instead of telling him that I had a room for rent.
I don't understand what you think she's responsible for.
Okay, well, basically, he was going to help me for a hotel.
I don't care. Forget Oscar. Forget okay. Oscar and forget storage. What else?
I don't know.
When did you go back to her and ask for your deposit back?
I went on January 6th.
And when you went, who did you go with?
My boyfriend.
Did you ring the bell? Her bell? How did you get her attention?
He knocked on the door.
And what happened when he knocked at the door?
Her stepdaughter answered the door and stated that...
Oh, just a second. Who's the stepdaughter? That would be a stand move.
Daughter-in-law.
Daughter-in-law. Okay. Try to wake up. Stand up, move over. Now, last name is?
Atkins.
Mr. Atkins. Knocked at the door January 6th. This young lady answered the door. What did you say first thing?
The first thing I stated was, we're moving in right now, and the young lady...
You're moving in right now, is that what you said?
Yeah, we even had our luggage and stuff to move in.
We're moving in right now?
Yeah.
And what did she say to you?
She said that the room was rented out already, so I stated, well, if that's the case, well, can I get my deposit back? And she said no, and I just told her that we're just here in court.
Now, knocked at the door. What did he say to you?
He told me that the plaintiff wasn't going to need the space anymore because she had found a place already and that they wanted their $200 deposit back.
Was she with him?
No, she was not.
Just him?
Just him.
Were you with her or not with her?
I was with her.
You were with her?
Yeah. She was, like, outside the gate, though, but I went up.
Outside what gate?
Her, the white gate that's outside their house.
Why didn't she go with you?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I just went up and just, because she was guarding our stuff, I guess.
What do you mean you guess?
Our stuff was outside the car, and I just went up to let them know that we're moving in.
Yeah, right. Sit.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Concentrate on learning how to take care of yourselves. Concentrate on becoming two productive parents.
And later today,
she wanted to have more than just a friendship relationship. I told her repeatedly, I'm not interested. She kept coming after me, and I told her, I said, I can't work with you. If you can't keep it to strictly business, I can't work with you.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Shanae Moore says ex-landlord Angie Mendoza owes for a security deposit and storage fees. Angie is countersuing for 1 month's rent.
Okay, Miss Mendoza. She came to look at the room on the 9th of December. What was the conversation that you had with her?
She wanted to see the room. I showed her the room, and then she said that she was interested in the room. And I said, you guys can move in now, because it was a Thursday, December 9th. And her boyfriend said that they needed it by the 15th. I said, well, you guys can move in sooner than the 15th. It'll be ready by the Sunday. It was already ready. It was empty. I said, I'm just going to clean it up a little bit. You can move in that Sunday if you need it really bad. And I didn't ask her for no reference or anything because she stated that they needed a place to stay. So then she gave me the money and Sunday came by.
She didn't come.
She didn't come. So I said, well, maybe they'll come by the 15th. The 15th came along and they didn't come.
When did you rent the room?
January 5th, they move in.
And how much did you rent the room for?
$600.
Are the people still there?
Yes, they are.
How many people are in the room?
It's just one lady.
All right, now you have a counterclaim.
Yes.
And your counterclaim is for $600.
Yes.
Well, forget it. I have a feeling you're very lucky. Now, I believe her. I honestly don't believe you or your boyfriend that he was standing there with his luggage saying, I'm ready to move in now. I think you sent him to the door to get the $200 back.
No, I didn't.
That's what I think.
I didn't do that.
Well.
I went to move in. I have proof right here.
Show me the proof that you went to move in on January 6th. Show me the proof. I want to see it.
I don't have proof that I have a receipt that she gave me, but ma'am, do you think I would turn down 120 days in a motel if I had this room available? I wouldn't do that.
How old are you?
I'm 21.
You're 21. You have a five-year-old child. So far, that five-year-old child, who I would love to have somebody retest to make sure that the diagnosis at age one is a consistent diagnosis. Children sort of change. And to label a child at age one as handicapped permanently when they are currently in a school because you're getting $541 is sometimes problematic to me and was problematic to me when I was a sitting family court judge. So I would love for you to take your daughter and have her retested now. That would be a really good idea for her. For her. Do we understand each other?
Yes, I understand. Yeah.
Perfect. So, you're 21. How old is he?
He's 24.
21, 24, and you have a five-year-old child. I suggest that you and your boyfriend concentrate, uncross your arms. Concentrate on learning how to take care of yourselves without the assistance of Oscar, a motel room paid for by the state, welfare paid for by the state, all of those things. Concentrate on becoming two productive parents mm-hmm. of a five-year-old. Miss Mendoza, you're going to give this lady back her $200 deposit because if you showed her the room in December, the truth of the matter is you had the room rented as of January, which isn't bad. So you got your $600. And I think that you should be vigilant with regard to having your daughter tested periodically. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Great. That's all.
Bodies are excused. You may step out.
Sometimes you try to trust people and help them out, and they just take advantage.
He cursed me out on the phone.
They harassed my daughter-in-law.
I had no time to harass nobody.
She had a snotty mouth, attitude.
It was more like she was aggressive.
He denied it, of course.
She was yelling. Like the phone was broke, how she was yelling.
Her mouth was too much. It was off the walls, her mouth.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Randolph versus Kelly. Step forward, please.
Marcia Randolph is suing her former friend, David Kelly, for the return of $5,000 she let him borrow.
Mr. Kelly, what was your relationship to Ms. Randolph?
Just a friend.
Explain that to me.
Well, initially, just a friend, and then we... No, nothing more than that, Your Honor.
I didn't say anything.
I raised eyebrows were interesting.
No, I just want to know what the relationship you had.
Just simply a friend, just like any other friend.
I think it was more than that, Mr. Kelly. So does Miss Randolph. And I'm not talking about necessarily a romantic relationship, sir.
Well, I knew her before I did work for her.
Well, why don't you tell me about that, Mr. Kelly?
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
In 2003, I lost my mother. In 2006, I lost my father.
2008.
Well, when he called and said that his mother was gravely ill, I had just lost my parents. I knew how that felt.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marcia Randolph says former friend David Kelly owes for an unpaid loan.
David claims he repaid the loan by building Marcia's website.
Why don't you tell me about the relationship you had?
Well, I've known her since 1998, and we talked. We officially met. I didn't really talk to her much after that.
Where did you meet Mr. Kelly?
At a club.
What kind of club?
Just like a local bar.
Mm-hmm. And?
And she came over and started talking to me. Like I talk to anybody, I'm social. And I didn't really talk to her that much after that. I ran into her at the store probably 5 years later, and she told me that her father was dying and that, you know, she had all these issues going on. She didn't have anyone to talk to. So, you know, I started talking to her and trying to help her through the situation. I got a call probably a year after that or so from her after I hadn't spoke to her.
We're in 2004 now.
Yes. And she was going through some dire financial times. She needed to borrow some money from me. She said she had no one to help her. Her own sister would not help her. She was in tears. She was going to lose her house and, you know, be out in the street. At the time, I was doing very well business-wise, and she asked me if I would loan her $3,000. So I did so. She did pay me back without any problem.
Keep going.
After that, my mother went through an illness, and I actually needed to borrow some money from her.
When was that?
That was 2008.
Mm-hmm.
After that point, you know, we started talking. She needed someone to help her with her website and with other business deals that
she
was doing.
What kind of website?
For a marketing business.
What kind of marketing business?
New product launches, trade shows, different things like that. So she
and what was your business, Mr. Kelly?
I was in real estate at that time.
What particular expertise do you have in web building?
No expertise in web building. However, I was an English major in school. I also took marketing in college. I'm very good at marketing. And I have been doing contracts for a long time. I've worked in various industries and, you know, I have a very good business sense.
So in 2008, Ms. Randolph loaned you some money. How much did she loan you?
$5,000.
Keep going.
After that point, we talked. She needed help with the website. She needed help with her business. I said, look, I can do this work for you if it takes off of the $5,000 that I owe you. She said the guy that was doing the website was going to charge her an additional $8,000 to $12,000, and she didn't have the money to pay him. She needed help with that. I agreed to help her. So I, after working on the website and going to meetings with her, she needed my help on different business meetings.
You mean for the website, for this marketing website?
For the website and for her business. So I actually did a lot of help with her on that. I read through contracts for her. I actually wrote contracts. I wrote non-disclosure agreements. And she wanted to have more than just a friendship relationship. I told her repeatedly, I'm not interested. I just wanted to simply do the work to help her out her business, and that's it.
And?
I felt I repaid my debt. Everything was square. She kept coming after me, and I told her, I said, I can't work with you. If you can't keep it to strictly business, I can't work with you. And that's how things ended.
And when was that?
That was late 2009, so a year after I borrowed the money.
And when was the next time you heard from Ms. Randolph?
I don't know if she called me or she thinks she sent me an email. I believe it was October 2010.
Okay.
So I told her, I said, well, I felt I did this work, you know, I feel everything square, you know, and so she told me about issues she had been going through, you know, I felt bad about it, you know, the loss of her son, and I discussed that with her, but that's as far as any discussion went regarding the funds.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Okay, go.
I met David a long time ago, and we started off as friends. We actually had decided a long time ago that we were better off as friends.
Fine.
And then after that, I called him for some advice. I was working with a beverage company, and they wanted to work with a professional boxer. I didn't know anything about that sport. So I did call him and ask him for his help, and he suggested, why doesn't he come and help me with these events? So we started working with the MMA, but with the website, my website...
Just a second. You were working with the Mixed Martial Arts Group?
Yes.
Okay. And he was working with you?
Yes.
How much was he paid?
Neither one of us was paid.
I don't care about you.
He wasn't paid anything.
Why? He's saying that he did work with you. And that the work he did with you was sort of a quid pro quo for this $5,000.
Well, Your Honor, the website, I started myself a year before. By the time Mr. Kelly saw my website, it was live.
In what month in 2008 did you write out this check to him?
I gave him cash.
Why?
Well, in 2003, I lost my mother. In 2006, I lost my father.
2008. If somebody borrows $5,000, you give them a check.
Well, when he called and said that his mother was gravely ill and he needed the money, I had just lost my parents. I knew how that felt.
You didn't just lose your parents. Parents
were already
gone for several years.
It felt like I had.
And Miss Randolph, I can't help you. I'm not even sure that you gave him $5,000. You don't have a loan agreement, B, a copy of a check that you gave him. I really can't help you, Miss Randolph. I can't help you, Miss Randolph. If you want to go back to small claims court, you can. I'll dismiss your case without prejudice. You can go back to small claims court. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She's a bit traumatized right now.
Because my son died.
Bad situation with her son.
I've been kind of out of sorts.
She's not a bad person. You know, it's just her head's really not quite set right now.